while ago, I announced that I would be naming a presidential envoy to the Organization of Islamic Conference. And I am pleased to announce that Sada Qumber, a very successful businessman, a person who knows the Islamic world, has agreed to serve in that capacity. Sada, I want to thank you very much. We just had a discussion about his mission, and the core of his mission is to explain to the Islamic world that America is a friend of freedom, is a friend of peace, that we value religion. As a matter of fact, we value it to the point where we believe anybody should be able to worship the way they see fit. And we respect that. And it's an important job. There's a lot of misperceptions about America. And Sada is going to be a part of our effort to explain the truth. And when people hear the truth about America, when they know that we're a land full of compassionate people and that we value other people's opinions, and that they'll slowly but surely begin to better appreciate it. Now, a lot of people love America, don't get me wrong. And after all, there's a lot of people trying to come here because of what we stand for. But we've got work to do in certain areas, and I can't thank you enough for going, and really will strongly support you in your work. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, guys, thank you. Thank you, guys. Rose Garden Door.
Thank you, guys.
This time, first off, I express
I just hung up with Christopher Buckley, the son of William F. Buckley. I expressed Lauren my sadness over the passage of this very important figure in American political thought. He was a great author, a great wit, and a leader. And Chris said that his dad died at his desk. And I asked whether it had been I know it's a painful experience for Chris's heart, but he said that dad died a peaceful death. And you got to thank God for that, and thank God for his life.
Did you talk to him much during his life?
Conservatism into the Oval Office. He moved the conservatism from the margins of society to the Oval Office.
No question. He was one of the great political thinkers. He influenced a lot of people, including me. And he was... I can remember those debates that he had on TV, and he was so articulate, and he captured the imagination of a lot of folks because he had a great way of defining the issues. It was erudite, and yet a lot of folks from different walks of life could understand it. And he's a big figure in our history, and he'll be missed, and we ask for God's blessings on his soul. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.